From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. A number of recent studies suggest that a higher percentage of African Americans use Twitter than other groups. Lauren Williams is deputy editor at online magazine The Root. She helped create the Chatterati. It's a webpage that watches tweets, phrases, and Twitter hashtags trending in the Black community. She says it was a way to focus on conversations in a group that, among the social media's 200 million active users, can get drowned out.
African Americans over-index on Twitter. 26% compared to 19% of Hispanics and 14% of whites are on Twitter. And we really thought it was important and valuable to really get a handle on these key conversations.
How do Black people use Twitter differently?
You know, I don't know if it's that African Americans use Twitter differently, but I think it's obvious that African Americans use Twitter more. For some reason, it just seems to really speak to a large segment of the Black community. I'm not even really sure why.
Tell me, if you would, about a hashtag that seemed to do really well by your measurements on the Chatterati.
One of the interesting hashtags I've seen is a hashtag Shania Davis. Shania Davis was a little girl who was killed in North Carolina. A young African-American girl, and it was a story that really resonated when it came out, and now the trial is happening. There's often a complaint in the Black community that stories of young Black children who go missing or who are killed are underreported. And so you see this being shared so much within the Black community, because these are stories that are really important that a lot of people feel are undercovered.
So there's something you said before that I want to ask you to take a crack at. You said that you weren't sure why Twitter indexes high for African Americans. You said you weren't sure why that is, but what do you think?
I think that there are a lot of regular people in the Black community who feel very strongly that their voices are not heard. And Twitter is sort of the ultimate place to go to make your voice heard. You know, you can get on Twitter and say something to, you know, your local politician or your favorite celebrity, and they might retweet you or start following you. It's sort of paradise for someone with a lot to say and maybe not a huge audience at home or a huge audience where they live. And I think that's the sort of thing that might really resonate within our community.
Lauren Williams, deputy editor of The Root, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.